Blog Talk Radio.
This next song is going out to EA.
No time for goodbye, he said, as he faded away. Don't put your life in someone's hands, they're bound to steal it away. Don't hide your mistakes, cause they'll find you, burn you. Then he said, if you wanna get out alive.
Talking to the EA, if you want to get out alive, I'm going to run for your life. Oh my God. Okay, I don't mean to laugh at their misfortune. Yes, I do.
yeah, we do. What are you talking about?
I just don't appreciate Kotaku doing it. EA is our people to be mad at, not you. They've taken good care of you. They've shunned us. So we don't appreciate you at all, Kotaku.
Where am I hearing Diddy from?
Oh, they're already waiting on you to get up. I told you guys a little while ago we were going to tell you how to win a copy of Omerita. It is a digital copy. We will not be sending anything to your house because I don't need some of you having my address.
Come on.
We used to have a P.O. box. I need to go back and get our P.O. box, really. I need to, because that's the last thing I need is opening my door. Corey! No.
But they love you.
No, they love you in snow. I tried to be as antisocial as possible, you see?
That's true.
I let those two talk and get themselves in trouble and involved with the peoples.
I don't know what you're talking about. I would never.
I try to spend a little time with Joe here and there because he's a fellow simmer, so he understands my obsession.
Yeah, Joe's awesome. Joe's awesome.
Joe be awesome of all kinds of sorts.
Joe's playing APV.
I'm sorry, Joe.
I know I've not been in there like yesterday. I'll be in there today sometime. She lied. She was in there last night.
Yes, I said she lied. She went in there last night.
I was. Mainly, I just drove around. I didn't switch any of it. I was tired. I wasn't feeling so hot last night, so I was like, I'm not streaming this. So.
Aww. What y'all do to my job?
But if Ginger hops up this morning and disappears for a couple of minutes, it's because I'm spooky. So.
What did y'all do to the Ginger? Y'all should not have let her drink. When I'm not there, you tell her don't.
I didn't last night. I just don't.
You don't have to. It's residual effects.
I was sick last night. It was so.
It's residual effects. I told you.
Well, I did drink quite a bit the other night, so.
Joe, you might not want to post that to Twitter. They already think gamers are violent.
What did he say?
It's okay. I've been mugging and killing people. It's all good. You know, just don't say it. You know how the other media is taking it. Oh gosh. All right. So I am
Eric. If you're listening, if I were in Kansas and I could use that ultra fast Google internet, I totally would.
Man, if I was in Canada, if I could use that ultra fast free internet, I'd be there. I would move to that community there. I'm sorry, I would leave y'all to be Canadian. I don't know what y'all going to do without me. Y'all be fine. Y'all live. Y'all be all right.
Wow. All right. So.
Oh, Christ. I got too many. You know what? You know what I need you to do, Windows? Instead of effing up my, I was about to say the other word. Instead of effing up my Windows and making a Windows 8, why don't you make it so the clipboard can copy multiple links at once? I can add just like a list. And there's a drop down and I can pick what I want to paste. That's what I want in my Windows right there. I've been wanting that since Windows 3.1.
That sounds good. That sounds awesome.
Anybody else agree with me? I hate when I'm trying to, you know, because here we do a lot of multitasking. So sometimes I'm talking to y'all. We're doing we're talking to y'all social media because all of y'all are everywhere. So I got people on Google Plus that are talking and commenting, and then you on Twitter, and then we got some of y'all on Facebook. Some of you are in our Twitch room, which you should be. So I go to paste the link, and I have some crazy stuff I did from, like, 3 stories ago, and it doesn't match. And I'm like, what was this from? And, yeah. So.
I know, yeah. Like, because I try to use my history whatnot sometimes to go back and find stories that I want to talk about. And
It would be nice if it was all the clipboard kept the running tally and to paste, and it would do a drop down of about 10 of them. You'd say, ah, there you are. Bam.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I mean, because people don't realize we read so many press releases in the morning that it doesn't all sink in. So then they start asking me questions, and I'm like, hold on. Let me go back and find the actual press release so I can talk knowledgeably about this. And I go search for it, and it's like, oh, good God, where is it?
Look, I don't even know. I don't know. What are you talking about again? Oh, that game. Yeah. I don't know.
Hold on 1 second. I'll be right back.
All right. While she's doing that, I'm going to dive into the EA because it is so, so juicy. So we told you about everything that's been going on with John Rizziello, who has left EA. And the stock shares went up yesterday. And I'm telling you, it came into my mind then that I should go and sell a few, but I did not. So now I can't. EA stock yesterday lost nearly 10% of its value in trading on the NASDAQ yesterday, dropping 8.34% to $17.15 from $18.74 a share. The drop follows a brief rally in the hours trading on Monday, which is interpreted as a positive reaction to the news of John Rizziello's departure. Since then, investors seem to have reconsidered the news alongside a sales warning from the embattled publisher, resulting in the biggest price slide for the company's stock in 19 months. However, the drop still leaves EA's stock in a better position than it was at the start of the year, where it opened at 14.5 before climbing steadily to a year-to-date high of $19.34 a share on March 14th. A year ago today, stocks were roughly at the same point, closing at a I'm going to need y'all to stop with pasting, Actually, that's Snow White. Snow White, you're going to get cut. Okay, so anyway, it was roughly at the same point, closing at 1701 on March 20th, 2012. Sean McGowan, who is at Needham & Company, a Needham & Company analyst, said that the move and the sales warning could be a sign of tougher challenges ahead. He says that Mr. Rizziello's departure comes after a series of setbacks and underscores the industry's difficult transition to new platforms, business models, and genres. According to GI International, GI.biz, I'm sorry, I keep telling you guys the website wrong, I'm so sorry. EA has endured a series of high-profile disappointments recently, including below-expectations performance for Medal of Honor and Dead Space franchises and Star Wars, the Old Republic MMO, as well as the high-profile problems and public backlash surrounding the server problems and poor reviews which accompany the launch of SimCity. EA, I really don't like you. I like some of the things you put out, and I would – honestly, we don't – even though we joke here, we don't want to see any publisher or developer fail. We want better games, and, of course, as media, you all need to treat your media better, all of us, not just the guys. That's why – see, now you're getting the snake effect from Kotaku because those have been your boys, and then as soon as something goes wrong, they turn and they bit you. We bite you anyway. You might as well just give us a game.
Exactly, exactly.
We're going to bite. And if it's good –
stop being prejudiced against our hoo-hoo.
Yes, and if you make a good game,
use the word hoo-hoo during the day.
we like you. We're nice to you if you make a good game, and if you don't, we tell the truth. So, just saying, I don't want to see you fail, but it looks like you guys are headed down the wrong direction on the track. That's not a light of hope. That's a train coming for you guys. Y'all need to do something. I think Medal of Honor is a good franchise. It was. I haven't played any since the Wii version, and I really did like the Wii version. And if you are what you call a hardcore first-person shooter enthusiast, if they end up putting it out on the Wii U, that's where you want to play with the Wiimote, because then it's really a challenge, because you actually have to aim. You have to actually aim, not just use your controller, but hold your arm out and aim, and then you see how good a shot you are. Apparently, I'm a damn good shot. I just don't like guns.
Guns,
not my weapon of choice. I like close personal. What is it?
Yeah.
Knives don't run out of ammo. so
I like knives, but not for zombies.
Oh, I do. Hey, you haven't been watching Walking Dead, by the way.
No. All right. So what was I going to read? I had something. I had to jump up because my cat is so... I don't know what she was doing, but it sounded like somebody was banging on my door, man.
You just ran a whole bunch of stereotypes about female gamers together right then. I had to get up my cat, just all of it right there together.
Seriously, she's so loud. I don't know what she was doing, but it sounded like somebody was, like, banging on my front door.
That is why Kitten is
just not just knocking, like, banging. I was like, who is at my door? I was like, good God, there's a goat loose, isn't there? There's probably a goat loose. I'm going to go chase down a goat.
Mm.
No. Goats where they're supposed to be. Dogs where it's supposed to be. The cat's looking at me like, meow. Oh, I know it was you.
No, it was her.
Tell the lyrics. Wasn't anybody outside. Nothing else. Had to have been the cat.
All right.
So, did you talk about how EA was nominated for the worst company?
No, you mentioned that right before.
All right. I wanted to make sure that I wasn't going to be repeating exactly what you just read. EA nominated for the 2013 worst company in America.
Oof.
Politics.com this morning, Electronic Arts has earned the dubious distinction of being named a contender again this year. Did win last year. For the annual Consumerist Award, the 2013 Worst Company in America Award. Ooh, excuse me, you know there's something wrong if you've won this twice. Anyways, EA will have some stiff competition this year, including Bank of America, AT&T, Ticketmaster, Comcast, girl, PayPal, and Sally Major,
yes.
Amongst many others. Some notable inclusions for this year include Carnival Cruise, Port Poop Cruise, JCPenney, and Anheuser-Busch. Winners are determined in a deathmatch-style tournament bracket playoffs. Fans vote for their favorite, least favorite, company to advance. Eventually, it will be two final horrible companies slugging it out for your approval, or ultimate disapproval. Starting tomorrow, the Consumerist will begin launching 2 to 3 WCIA bouts per day. Voting will only be open for 3 hours for each poll. Dude, if the Poop Cruise doesn't win,
well, I don't know. I don't know about them winning.
Onion sandwiches. They were making them eat onion sandwiches.
That's all they had, right? Weren't they the ones that were stuck on the boat when it
stopped? Yes.
I don't know that that's something that's
food.
Well, I don't know that they had any food as a thing. I don't know what went on there. Anybody that knows the full story?
Fly in some food.
There was a fly.
Fly in some food. I mean, like fly it.
I don't know any. I'm not gonna speculate. I know nothing about it other than that they were trapped on the boat. So I won't say if they're good or bad. But I have had personal run-ins with both Comcast and PayPal, and I can tell you, oh hell no, this is a horrible, horrible thing. PayPal, I was really shocked at. PayPal is generally like top notch because, you know, they were the only ones. You have some other companies up and coming that are going to, you know, take them over, but they have been horrible. I called and they had someone else answer that wasn't from the U.S. And it's not that I don't like our other, you know, across the seas brothers and sisters, but just as when if I was overseas and it would be irritating to someone to, you know, for me to actually have an attitude and I don't speak the language, because that's generally what happens. You call in. And the person you speak to has an attitude. Their English is horrible. They don't understand you. You can't understand them. And, you know, with our economy, we're all pissed off anyway. These jobs should go to an American. Again, I don't dislike anybody from other countries. I just prefer, if I'm trying to handle business, I need somebody that's going to understand me. I understand them. I get off the phone quickly. It's really that simple. So that, oh, man, it's just a big old mess. But me and PayPal, I kept asking to be transferred. They had a... I'm trying to remember what it was. It was something – okay, this is – you all have PayPal. We'll remember this. If you don't have money in your PayPal account, let's say you buy something that costs $20, you have $10. PayPal just refuses to charge. It used to be, right? They just feel like you don't have it, you can't do it. They can't take your money. I had went somewhere, used the wrong card, and it did refuse when I was sitting there, right? Refused. So I said, I forgot. I only keep a little small amount of money on my PayPal, just, you know, for emergency. I need gas or something like that. I said, I'm sorry, it's the wrong card. Gave the wrong card, got home. Get home, my PayPal account is overdrawn. This has never been possible before.
Wow, yeah, that would be annoying.
Yeah, so then they said, well, the charge didn't go through, so we'll reverse it, but we're going to charge you a fee. Well, that was not my fault. My PayPal account's not supposed to be overdrawn, especially if you refuse the charge. So I'm trying to talk to the girl. She can't really understand what I'm saying. She's from wherever she's from. And then she says, well, I'll transfer you. She transfers me to somewhere where she said the department was open. They're closed. And let's flash forward an hour later of me being on the phone. And every time I'd call, I'd be like, well, we're going to transfer you. I started screaming at somebody. And I don't do that. I was like, don't you transfer me. So and it did not used to be that way at all. I used to call PayPal and they'd be like, oh yeah, somebody, they would call you as a matter of fact. If something like that happened, it used to be they would call you. There was a charge, you know, that we saw that tried to go through. We blocked it. We just want to make sure, is that you? Do we need to watch your account? Oh no, everything's good. Or no, it's not good, because I've had somebody try to do that before. Now they don't call you. When they call you, oh, man. So them, they're on my list. If when they open the voting, I'm voting for them. And Comcast, you already know you're on my hit list for just reasons in too innumerous to name and just horrible, horrible customer service.
Yep.
You're back.
Yep. Yeah.
What? You know what? Okay.
What?
Oh, my God. Okay. I remember I told y'all I had a virus. I found it. Let me just tell y'all, there's a company that I was about to actually endorse, but I am no longer going to endorse them. It's called Free Ride Games. Now, they will let you play games for free. That's all great, well, and fine. But all the stuff that they have installed on my computer, you're taking up game space on my computer. We're not talking about small files here. Some stuff I did not click on. I got games I didn't want. I just wanted Wedding Dash is all I wanted.
Wow, that's not good. That's not good.
And pop-up stuff. Bastages.
All right, so... So let me share my screen so I can show you all this. There we go. TheWorld.com. We Love Find now offers exclusive The Secret World in-game rewards as part of their achievements program. We Love Find is back with brand new interactive fun for The Secret World players with a whole new set of free gifts with purchase in their achievements program. If you order one or two of their awesome TSW t-shirts, bags, posters, and more, you can receive free in-game titles or in-game t-shirts for your characters to wear. Check out your feature page for the current title, t-shirt, and available items to get your free swag. These exclusive in-game items will be part of the achievements program at We Love Find. Adding TSW items to your cart unlocks the achievements level on checkout where you choose your exclusive in-game item. For one TSW item, you can add the in-game title Illuminati on checkout. For two TSW items, you can add the in-game version of the anime t-shirt for your character. Either the in-game title key or in-game t-shirt key will be emailed to you from We Love Find's customer service department within one business day of placing your order. So they say, come check out the awesome in-game and in-real-life swag at We Love Find today. So that is interesting. So apparently you can dress your character like yourself and yourself like your character. That's kind of interesting. Yeah, I'm going to just kind of scroll through. You can kind of see some of the shirts. Ooh, they got a purse. Ooh, more purses, more shirts, lots of shirts. So, yeah, okay. They've got all kinds of different things.
You know.
Well, I'll say all kinds. They have shirts or purses?
Those are not really purses, are they?
They look more like messenger bags.
Yeah, I'm going to need y'all to try to actually do the stuff for the girls, okay? Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to be nice there, but I really think those, I think Corey's right. I think those are just messenger bags.
And it's digital. Is that, those are real purses, right? Real purses?
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all need to, you know what?
Because you could do some Illuminati purses. I don't know, whoever designed your clothes inside Secret World, get them.
Because
y'all got some hot clothes there.
That I would pay $100 for. To have an Illuminati purse with the triangle, it's shaped like the triangle. Dude, come on. And it's kind of shiny. It's got the eye with the circle in the middle. Oh, man, I would so carry that everywhere I went, every time you see me.
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
Look, and you should see me. I'm actually posing. I'm posing with it on my side.
I was totally picturing you posing, too.
Holding it all up over my head to the side.
I love the Corey.
Oh, man. Okay. This is actually a commentary, but I got to share it because I do agree with his point of view. The creator of the Ultima Game series, Richard Garriott, who has influenced generations of game designers, doesn't think much of their talents. Speaking with PC Gamer and a whole bunch of other websites about his new Kickstarter project, Shroud of the Avatar, he bemoaned the current state of game design in the industry. Also over on gamesindustry.biz, he says, other than a few exceptions, like Chris Roberts, I've met virtually no one in our industry who I think is close to as good a game designer as I am. Woo! He says, I'm not saying that because I think I'm so brilliant. What I'm saying is I think most game designers really just suck. And I think there's a reason why.
Wow. Oh, my God. Way to go. Way to go out there, dude.
I love it. Garrett went on to suggest that most game designers today fall into the discipline because they lack talent in a field where quality of work is more obvious, like programming or art. In fact, Garrett said artists and programmers are frequently better designers than the designers themselves because they understand how their own native discipline impacts the design. He says, so we're leaning on a lot of designers who get that job because they're not qualified for other jobs rather than that they're really strongly qualified as a designer. He says it's really hard to go to school to be a good designer. True. Garrett said design is a very hard skill to learn, a problem apparently compounded by work ethic. The Ultima developer said every designer he has worked with has been lazy and bemoaned their reliance on rehashed ideas in gaming today. I have to agree with him. He says they generally say, you know, I really like Medal of Honor, but I would have bigger weapons, or I would have have more healing packs, or, you know, they go to make one or two changes to the game they otherwise love versus really sit down and rethink, how can I really move the needle here? I got to say, I have to agree with him. I do.
Wow. Yeah?
I do. I agree with him. I cannot think of – I can think of very few games out now that I probably will be playing in the next 10 years, whereas Ultima, I still have my Ultima disc. I will not sell all of my Ultimas that I bought. I will never sell them. I will never trade them. And every once in a while, I put them in to play them. But there's a couple of other games. GTA is also another epic one. You have Skyrim actually falls into that list. All of them. Skyrim's the Skyrim and the Oblivion and all those are so awesome that it takes them years, not months. Because you notice we have games coming out every few months. Assassin's Creed is starting to get that way. I'm going to need you all to give me a few years in between. I want you to sit down and, you know, do something completely brilliant. There's a whole bunch of Assassin's Creed historical things they can explore from every continent. You could go to Japan. You could go to Africa. You could do Australia. You could throw us a woman in there. You can throw us a, you know, there's, gosh, there's so many things to play with that they don't play with anymore. They're just every couple of months. Here's a new Assassin's Creed. Assassin's Creed now.
Death of the Mastodon.
Yeah, there's so he's right. A lot of them are not. We don't get any more good games now, and I'm griping, my fellow gamers. Stop buying these messed up games. Just don't buy them. Just tell them I'm not buying them. Do you see how EA is floundering now? They've been feeding you crap, and now you just realize it. Now you're not buying it. And they're like, oh, you don't want this crap anymore? No, I don't. No. Even EA is guilty of this. Now, truthfully, Simmers like this stuff. The Sims, all of the expansion packs that we're getting are rehashes of the ones from Sims 2, but the only reason the people that play The Sims like it is because the base game of The Sims is different from The Sims 2, where it was instanced, you know, when you played one Sim house, that house is contained, and then this house is contained. Now it's an open world where if you move from house to house, your Sims don't stop aging. You know, you come back, they may be, you know, dead. Or, you know, or moved out or whatever have you. So it's everybody wants those expansion packs back to see how it interacts with this new world. So it's okay to rehash your stuff a little bit in that instance. But Medal of Honor, there's only so many times you can cover World War II, EA. There's only so many times you can cover.
Totally.
Yeah, or at least give us a different story angle. I don't know. Find out something. But he is dead on. We don't have a lot of good game designers now that come up with cool stuff. Hell, we've come up with better ideas here. And that's what I want, the field I want to go into. And I'm just giving you a little bit of what I think about. I got a whole book behind me that I guard with my life. Y'all ever see me with that book and you try to take it from me, by the way, I will cut you. Not even joking.
Nice.
I will cut you, Snow. By the way, Snow would like me to let you all know that she is doing a booty dance. All up in my Skype is what she said.
Nice. Snow, I love you. Snow is awesome. All right, so let me get to the screen so I can do this. All right, how video games help fuel space exploration. Having traveled to other worlds in his game, creations such as Ultima, Richard Garriott de Caillou, whatever his last name is, Smith.
Just Garrett. Just call him.
All right. He's now doing the real thing. He flew to the International Space Station in 2008 on a reported $30 million ticket.
He did.
And his company, Space Adventures, has organized flights on Soyuz craft for about a dozen other moguls. At the South by Southwest Conference in Austin this week, Garriott explained why he thinks that private companies can make spaceflight radically cheaper and more common. Ideas include having NASA contract with private rocket companies for human spaceflight instead of building all its own craft, which it already does, to launch robots such as Mars rover Curiosity. Garriott also promotes reusable spacecraft, which he claims offers tenfold to hundredfold cost savings. Elon Musk of SpaceX, the most successful extraterrestrial entrepreneur so far, is testing reusable technology called Grasshopper, and so is John Carmack, creator of blockbuster video game franchises Doom and Quake. His company, Armadillo Aerospace, is focused on building reusable craft. If there was something specific to the games industry, it would have to be from exploring virtual worlds, he said. It would have to be creating experiences that let people go into the unknown. Noting his many adventures, including into space, to Antarctica, and to the bottom of the ocean, he said, I find my drive to go explore as identical and very closely linked with my personal drive to create things for people to explore. But the images in many games may not be the best thing to motivate future generation explorers, said astronaut Mae Jemison. In a panel session, she spoke about the 100-year Starship project she leads, which aims to kickstart the technologies to make interstellar spaceflight possible within a century. This is awesome. So they're talking about many of the most popular video games over the years, including Doom and Quake, because they're violent, are going to kind of, you know, not want us to, or make us not want to go out in space. Honestly, all the games that I've played their space setting, I want to go more. I want to go. I'm so utterly crushed that in my lifetime, space travel to other worlds, other solar systems, is not going to be possible.
Don't say that, Ginger. There's a lot of things that have become possible in people's lifetimes that they thought they'd never see. Namely, look at our president. Because I'm telling you, my grandmother sat and cried with me on the phone for an hour. I thought I'd be dead. I thought I'd never see this. So you never know what's going to happen.
Then
you may be in a
If somebody finds a way for me to go, I will cook. I will clean bathrooms. I don't care. Get me on that ship. Oh, my God.
It may happen. Never say what you what will not happen. It may just happen. You just may be seriously old when it happens. I think we're going to be very, very old.
I'll be the housekeeper. I will fold.
I ain't going.
I want to go. I want to go.
I'm
seriously,
not
that whole where they're looking for a married couple one of the, you know, a couple years ago, I'm all like,
I'm ready to go.
Man, I'd love to go. God, I think that'd be amazing.
I will not leave the planet. However, I would like to send several things off. I'd like to observe them, like a camera, and I need a little experiment I want to put on there. You know, but I have this theory about lights. You know, I'll tell you about that later. Anyway,
okay. All right.
You got to put up my next little trailer. Okay, you guys remember, we told you Logitech says, we don't want nothing to do with you flipping gamers. We're done with you.
Mm-hmm.
We're out of here. They lied.
Ooh, it's music. Stop. There we go.
Oh, I meant to tell you there's loud music.
Okay,
Logitech has come crawling back to us gamers because they knew you're not going to make any money without us. They've announced the new Logitech G line for PC gaming. The new lineup includes 6 redesigned mice and keyboard favorites and 2 new headsets.
Oh, I need a new mouse. Oh, look at those buttons.
Right?
Oh,
it's hot.
Those are like perfect.
Yes.
Those are like too high or too low. Those are just
perfect. Yes. SSM Rabani, who's the general manager of Logitech's gaming business group, said, with Logitech G, we put our passion for science to work for just you. Just as gamers are compelled to beat levels, our engineers are compelled. Why is my page not done? Are you showing this to us, Ginger? Because I see nothing. Anybody else see nothing?
Yeah.
Why did they hate me?
Oh, there we go. I don't know. I re-clicked it.
Why does it hate me?
There we go, because that is... That is hot. That is so sexy. Look at that.
Oh, there we go. Now I can see it. Okay, so they said for close to 20 years, the relentless pursuit of what has been next has been our game, and we're pretty darn good at it. But Logitech G will continue to push the limits of speeds, precision, reliability, and even intuitiveness. We do it because gamers expect us to push the limits just as they do. Every inspired design choice and late-night engineering argument serves but one purpose, to let us play our best. When science wins, gamers win. GLaDOS would be happy to hear that.
Yes.
using infrared technology. Logitech studied the interaction between the hand and the device during gameplay, and
that
as a result,
so gorgeous.
They said we can expect to see several advancements in the new Logitech G lineup to improve durability and comfort. You know what? I need a mouse on the side. They're absolutely right. I do need a thing right there by my thumb. Wow. they've advanced surface materials. They've added strategic tactile zones discovered through testing. For heavy contact zones, Logitech has added fingerprint-resistant coatings. That's hot. While palm areas feature hydrophobic coating to keep your hands from sticking. Depending on the model, the mice might also have a soft or dry grip for increased comfort and control. The two keyboards that they have, which they did not give me a trailer for. Well, yeah, they did somewhere in here, I think. Let me see. No, they did not give me a keyboard. Sorry, guys. Oh, wait. No, yeah, they do. I'm going to pop that to Ginger so she can play it for you while we –
All right.
Well, I tell you about more about the keyboard. No, what? No, that's the same video. Never mind. Y'all don't need to give us all the stuff. Come on. But they said it's supposed to be – what is it called here? Oh, yeah. It's supposed
good
to
morning,
feature Delta.
Good
yeah. Good morning, Joe. Delta Zero sensor technology is supposed to be optimized for high accuracy cursor control, and it has new sensor technology which accurately responds to your hand movements, and plus it has low friction polyurethane feet, which reduce drag for faster motion, smoother cursor movements, and improved accuracy. That's all kinds of hot. I do not see any pricing for this stuff, so we know it'll be astronomical, but they're saying it's going to be here in the U.S. coming at the beginning of April, and in Europe, May, the beginning of May for you guys just this year, and you can go
to those top ridges there on the side do anything with that mouse.
I don't know, but as soon as I saw it, I immediately wanted to do the thumb thing, so that's probably what it's for. I just don't know. Maybe it's just, instead of having the mouse wheel, I always thought thumb, using my thumb to scroll, just me, crazy, my thumb to scroll would be better. You can go over.
They used to have that. They used to have the mouse that had like the little track balls on the side.
On the side, yeah, which is awesome. You can go to gaming.logitech.com to check out what else they have there, which I think is just a mouse is what they're showing you. I like how it's all glowy and pretty and makes me want to play in the dark. Although, has anybody else had this problem?
Corey wants to play in the dark.
Shh. Anybody else have trouble with typing when the lights are off? I don't know why. I type about 95 words a minute, right, with 75% accuracy. And if the lights are off, I can't type. And I don't look at the keyboard when I type.
You know, I do that too, so.
The lights go off and suddenly I can't type. I can't see. Why? I don't look at it anyway. Isn't that weird?
Ooh, that is weird. Ooh, and I was yawning just then.
Stop it.
Stuff. I know. I was like, stop it.
Ooh.
All right, so here we go.
It's good.
We got some pirates.
Pirates. Be your pirate video. Bring it forward.
Pirate Warriors 2 coming to Europe this August. Pre-order your game now over on onepiece-gaming.com. Namco Bandai Games today open a treasure chest of details about the release of One Piece Pirate Warriors 2 Collector's Edition coming to PlayStation 3 Computer Entertainment. You know what? PlayStation 3 in August 2013. The Collector's Edition of One Piece Pirate Warriors 2 will include a high-quality and exclusive 14-centimeter figurine of Luffy, captain of the Straw Crew, created by the sculptor Keiji Iwakura, produced by Banpresto, making this edition an essential One Piece fan must-have. From now, treasure hunters can pre-order One Piece Pirate Warriors 2 Standard and Collector's Edition on the dedicated website onepiece-game.com, and as a special treat, receive exclusive pre-order bonuses to be revealed later on. One Piece Pirate Warriors 2 will come packed with piratical new features such as the brand new mode Pirate Log that will allow players to experience a three-way fight between pirates.
Three-way.
Green and the Straw Hat through on a parallel world. Players will step into the shoes of Luffy, Sanji, or Zoro and join the rest of their irrepressible Straw Hat crew for all new adventures on the most popular new world, Skypea, and fight against Inuru for the first time ever on PS3. All right. Oh, my God, I hate badly translated press releases because I'm trying to read them and finish translating them. Ow! To English. Oh, cat just jumped up on my arm. Anyways,
No, ma'am.
Yeah.
What professionalism you got?
This looks cute. Well, this cat found its way in. I guess I didn't get the door close enough. So, anyways, yay! This is...
But it doesn't look pirate-ish. It don't
no, look... it doesn't. And that's what I was thinking every time I was reading it, is pirate and warriors don't tend to go...
On land.
Hand. Yeah. So, I don't know what to think about it. It's different. It looks cute. Very anime-ish.
Yeah. Nine pirates embracing each of their memory. Yeah, I'm going to need y'all not to do that. Okay. Mm-hmm. I got some news from our friends at Eurogamer.
What you got?
I don't know about this new Xbox. I'm just going to tell y'all now. They're already starting off wrong, starting off like EA. We're in the Eurogamer. Games for the for Microsoft's new Xbox will run directly from the hard drive and will not need the original disc to play. The reports are indicating that this is part of Microsoft's beefed-up anti-piracy protection for next-gen. And anti-piracy is now a dirty word because they're saying this new hard drive will hold a large number of games. All games will be installed on your hard drive. This is also from documents that were leaked by VG Leaks. And you'll play from the optical disc will not be supported. The Verge also claimed the information backed up what it knew in a knew of the in-development machine. The leak also tallies with Digital Foundry sources. Knowledge of the Xbox's hard drive, a minimum capacity of 500 gigabytes, has been thrown out there. Coupled with that new reference is the very dirty, always on, always connected, which will block pre-owned games. They said it's easy to imagine a product key system verified by the console. Every time a game loads the hard drive via its always-on nature, once a game is installed, the discs would become redundant. The one caveat to this is that while apparently genuine, the information is dated from last year. So it's no surprise that Microsoft is exploring methods of blocking used games. Which remains to be seen is whether such technology makes it to the final machine. And Microsoft, if you're listening, oh, hell no!
No, Microsoft, no.
You already did not give me my backwards compatibility to my games that I have.
Uh-huh.
This is one of the stupidest idea yet. To block used games. Why?
And this is going to be on the new 720?
These are kind of some rumors floating around out there, according to documents that have been leaked from Microsoft, and I believe they are, and I also believe they're the ones leaking them, so that
you block used games, and I'm going to say completely F you, and just switch right on over to the PS4.
I surely will. I will become a PlayStation girl and Wii U all the way.
I will pay more so I can play
yes.
used games.
Yes. It's stupid. You're still.
I mean, because that's going to kill rental companies. Like, where you go out and rent the game.
Yes, there will be no more. You guys keep in mind, those of you are like, I don't see the problem.
No more play and trade.
No Play and Trade. No GameFly. No GameStop. No Redbox. None of it.
That is some complete effing bull right there.
It's not for Xbox because the other two companies hopefully are smart enough not to do.
Ew.
Durango, you'll be out there in the desert by yourself, Durango, because I'm gonna give Durango a southern accent, because that's what it sounds like.
Fair enough. True story. About as backwards as being out there. Anyways, yeah, see, I could totally say that. Well, hell,
you're
anybody
Texas.
Say that.
You're Texas.
Yeah, I'm from Texas, and I live in the boonies. Yeah, so, all right, the first Humble Bundle weekly sale has launched. Offering a DRM-free pay-what-you-want sale. Oh, that's loud. Hold on. Forgot I was listening to music last night. Anyways, DRM-free pay-what-you-want sale for the popular action RPG Bastion. This sale will last for 1 week, allowing those who want the Windows, Mac, or Linux version of the game a chance to pick it up on the cheap. If you pay more than the average price of $2.65, you'll get extra bonus content, the digital soundtrack, a digital art pack, some nifty Bastion sheet music, and special ringtones. If you pay $25 or more, you get the game along with a Bastion bandana, the Bastion original soundtrack CD, a Bastion postcard, a transistor postcard, Supergiant's next game, and free worldwide shipping. This sale is only for a week, so if you are interested in picking up Bastion, you can visit the Humble Bundle weekly website, which is thehumblebundle.com/weekly. Wow. All right. This is really pretty.
It is gorgeous.
And I like the idea that, you know, $25, you actually get real stuff. All right, so it's not like
Yeah, that virtual, we'll give you a virtual T-shirt, a virtual lipstick.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bandana, so, you know, I'm all like, could you get me something a little bit cooler? I might even pay a little bit more if you give me something cooler. But anyways,
I'm going to tie it around my leg, like they used to do back in the 90s. I'm going to tie it around my leg. On the outside of my pants.
God, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hotness, yeah. Or you'd totally be styling right there.
Because I'm just crazy. Just throw some stuff together. Okay. Fashion looks interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, I'm glad that it's not cold anymore because I was about to play some Kingdom for Keflings the other day, and it was going to be real ugly, Baby Natrix and I. It was going to be very ugly. There was going to be no bathing involved, no toothbrushing.
Uh-oh.
We started it up, and we settled down on the couch, and it was about to be on. We knew we were not moving. I was like, we can't do this. We can't do this right now. We got to go get some allergy medicine. She's like, dang it. Because if we sit here, we're not getting up today. We're not getting up. I'm glad it's getting hot. Okay. And Bastion looks like one of those that would pull us in like that. You just sit down and you're like, I just want to do this part and then I'll be fine. Okay, let me just do this part and then we'll get up. Okay, let's play this one more part. Then we're going to go. 6 hours later, this one part and we're going to go. All right. Starcade.com announced today that it has been selected as a finalist for Red Herring's Top 100 Europe Award, which is a very prestigious list honoring the year's most promising private technology ventures from the European business region. Very nice. The Red Herring editorial team selected the most innovative companies from a pool of hundreds from across the pond. Nominees were evaluated on 20 main quantitative and qualitative criterion. They included disruptive impact, make a footprint, proof of concept, financial performance, technological innovation, social value, quality of management, execution of strategy, and integration into their respective industries. Maiella, who is the CEO of Starcade, said that they are very pleased to be nominated as the Red Herring finalist, and they want to thank their millions upon millions of Star Arcade gamers for their continued support. Their games are now available, if you look at what Ginger has up on the screen, on every platform available. These people are not playing around.
I know, right? They are all over the place.
They are on every platform that you can be on as a, you know, mobile games or arcade. They said they're successfully delivering on their promise of making mobile social gaming more accessible via every device, network, and location. And again, if you can't really see that, let me just tell you. They are on the App Store, Google Play, the Nokia Store, the Microsoft Store, App World, Samsung Apps Bada, and that's in a whole other country, Amazon, Facebook, the Nokia, and also available on Wild Tangent, and Facebook, Twitter, you know, and some other thing. They also actually have their own Tumblr account. You have no reason not to be playing their games is what they're saying. None whatsoever.
Yeah.
I want to play this Battleships one. But if I open it up during the show, that will be the end of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering.
Oh, there we go. I was like, why are you no click? Because I'm clicking the wrong thing.
Why are you no click?
Because I had it open in two different pages, and I was clicking the wrong page.
Why are you no work?
Interesting. Well, that is beautiful.
Doesn't that look good? It's Battleships, the old Battleships, you guys remember.
The old Battleships. I loved playing Battleships.
I did, too. I always knew where people put their Battleships, because, you know, even people have patterns, people.
Yep. All right, let me get to what I was looking for. Tara, is my screen still being shared? Yes, it is. Okay. All right. In Mass Entertainment, Tara Rising sourced over 1 million players in North America after subscription-free transitions. All right. Award-winning MMORPG community embraces free-to-play model and new content. In Mass Entertainment, a player-driven publisher focused on delivering fun and innovative online games, announced today that player accounts for the North American version of Terra Rising, the next evolution of the award-winning action MMORPG, has risen to over 1.4 million users following its February launch as a subscription-free game with new content. Player participation has jumped sharply, with a massive tenfold increase of maximum concurrent users compared to before Terra's subscription-free evolution. Who wrote this? To celebrate the success and share the rewards with players, the company is announcing Dracoloth Rising, a five-day event to hunt really, really big monsters. I can't quote exactly what they said on daytime. Really big monsters for special drops and prizes. We've been blown away by the waves of players logging into Terra, and we're seeing amazing growth in both registrations and daily users. It's always great to eclipse the 1 million player mark, and at our current rate, it won't be long before we hit 2 million. This is coming from Chris Lee, CEO of InMass Entertainment. This success is pushing InMass even harder to deliver more content and improve our service, so stay tuned. Right, so they are a free-to-play game. They want us to remind you. They were the recipient of multiple industry accolades, including Best PC Game at E3 and Best Combat at PAX. Terra gives players the best of both worlds, MMO depth delivered with the visceral gratification of an action game. All right, so if you want to check this out, terra-online.com.
Ooh.
Yosh, yosh, yosh.
I'm sorry, I have to play me some Theme Hospital today. All right. I'm reading emails. We are very popular today. There's some Easter events going on in Digimon. Anybody out there play Digimon?
No.
I don't really know anybody that does. And I probably should give Ginger the page. I thought I did. I copied, but I did not pasta, as she says. Poor Ginger. She don't feel good. Her is not her usual perky self. So I got to be try to be overly perky. Y'all know that's not my thing. I'm the angry militant one. Perky is just not me. All right. Joy Max. I just gave you a link, Ginger. Joy Max.
I'm pulling it up. I'm waiting.
I didn't know if I gave it to you again because I copied and didn't pasta. Okay, Joy Max made free-to-play. They make free-to-play MMOs, launches a slew of Easter and egg theme events for their exciting MMORPG Digimon Masters. Based on the popular Japanese anime series, Digimon Masters takes place in both the human and digital worlds, with players taking on the role of tamers, ensuring the two don't collide with disastrous results. Join the digital world for some eggtastic fun and unlock the ultimate power at their website, joymax.com/DMO. To celebrate the arrival of Black Agumon, a login event will be going on until April 9th. Players who stay connected consecutively from 30 minutes to 3 hours will receive a regular bonus, or receive regular bonuses, each of which will be collected once per day. Tamers who collect black coins, the first reward, can trade them in at the NPC Black Agumon, including three types of wings. Can hurry up and catch that bunny. The onlooker rabbit hunt has begun. While you're out in the field training your new Black Agumon, keep an eye out for the onlooker rabbit. If you're able to catch him, he will gift players the mysterious gift box, which includes prizes such as Digiaras, and which reduces the cost of Digivolution. Yes, Digivolution. Backup disc, which removes
Digivolution.
The penalty. Digivolution. Like revolution? Digivolution.
Digivolution. All right.
Okay, and you got your backup disc, which removes the penalty from failing a Digimon hatching attempt. Archive expansions, which allow tamers to hold more total Digimon, can get ready for the Super Easter event running exclusively on the Easter weekend, March 29th through the 31st. During this blessed event, players will receive awesome rewards just for logging in once per day. You'll also receive a trio of Evoluders on March 29th, an Archive expansion on March 30th, and Mystery Reinforced Mercenary Digi Egg Easter on March 31st. Digimon Masters would like to thank all of you players with a small but meaningful holiday gift. Facebook fans can also watch the My Black Agumon contest, where they will be challenged to rank Agumon against their current Digimon and explain why or why not this Digimon is tops. Yes, because we all like to write essays when we're playing our games.
Exactly, yeah.
Whole 80 tamers will receive a Digimon Archive expansion as a reward. This is all in addition to 100% bonus XP rate during the week and 200% bonus during the weekends on now. So if you're playing now, you can get that through April 9th, and you can also begin training up your Black Agumon now. And today's events also include previously announced 30% sale on all Digi Eggs, with more news to come. Yay, yay, yay.
Yay!
Not a game I play. I don't understand what any of that is. But if you play, go over, check it out. Let us know how you like it.
Oh, God. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. But, you know, I hear the Black Digimon's awesome, so, hey, whatever.
I hear that quite a bit, too.
Wow. All right, I'm just going to take down that image, because that did not do what I thought it was going to do. Anyways, yay! Riot Games sanctioned League of Legends pro players for cheating. Riot Games announced on the League of Legends forums that it has sanctioned several professional League of Legends players for engaging in what it calls ELO boosting. ELO boosting is when one player stands in and plays on another player's client to artificially improve that person's ELO rating.
Oh.
ELO is a system that calculates a player's relative skill level. Mucking about with a system is apparently a pretty serious offense. Riot Games says that those players, who it does not name in the post, have earned a 14-day suspension from playing and have forfeited all of their Season 2 rewards. Ouch, and they give out money for these rewards.
Yep.
Any further infractions will result in a permanent account ban and corresponding penalties as deemed appropriate by LCS. A senior League of Legends esports manager was the one who wrote this on the message boards. The moral of the story, mind your own business, people. Oh, my God. Stop. Why? Why would you? I say, why would you cheat? I don't understand that. I am not good at all the games. I am absolutely terrible at ATB, but I love it anyway. I'm getting better, don't get me wrong. But the point is that I have fun playing it. I think I would lose the fun if I cheated.
It's not even so much. Oh, gosh. There's so much there to say. It's just not. Yeah, I'm going to need y'all not to cheat. There's no. How do you feel good about yourself when you cheated at the game? How do you feel like you're, you know, how do you know you're good at your game? I would never cheat. I'm good at racing games. I'm sure there's somebody that's better than me at racing games for sure. But if I was going to be doing it competitively, I'm just going to practice until I get better than them. That's the point of being competitive, is to try to be better.
I know. Because, if you go to actually these big competitions, you're not going to be able to cheat. There's people watching every second. Hell, you even so much as look up from the screen the wrong direction and you get banned from that kind of thing. So, come on, people.
It's idiotic for them to do, and I don't know why they do it. I don't know why. I have no clue why.
I don't know. Can I do another one?
Sure, darling, because I be posting news on our site.
All right. Awesome. ECA Action Alert. Provide your own testimony to Frank Wolf's one-sided video game violence hearing. Last week, they told you about one-sided hearing being put on by Congressman Frank Wolf today to discuss the recent report. You know what? Never mind. I don't know who wrote this. I give up because I can't find it. Or let's head over to ECA.com. And sign their petition. Just do it.
What is it? I think we need to know that information. Whatever you were telling us, I was like, okay, that's important.
We do, but it's like written by a drunk person. And yeah. All right, you know what? Here we go. Today, Congressman Frank Wolf is holding a one-sided hearing on video game violence before the House Appropriations, Commerce, Justice, Science, and Related Agencies Subcommittee. Unfortunately, Congressman Wolf has already come to his conclusion that video games cause violence, and he stacked the panel with partisan witnesses who agree with him. On the panel is the Honorable Subra Suresh, the director of the National Science Foundation, as well as Dr. Brad J. Bushman, a professor at Ohio State University. Both are against video games. Dr. Bushman is convinced that video games lead to violence, ignoring the decrease of violent crime over the past decade, as well as global statistics that show no correlation. The National Science Foundation has been called out for its recent report, which is flawed and ignores numerous studies. Professor Christopher J. Ferguson, a preeminent expert in the field, says that there are no links between media violence and the aggression or societal violence. He goes on to say this type of flawed scholarship grossly misrepresents the field of media violence and contributes to social moral panics.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. They say, unfortunately, we are not getting a seat at the table, so speak up and write to your elected officials now to tell them the facts and the truth and help spread the word.
Be careful. Oh my God. Be careful.
All right. So the ECA.
It is a war. You're right. It is a war.
Yeah. So, actually, I was saying ward, like, you know, ward.
I know what you meant, but it is a war. It is a war.
Yeah, it is a war. So, anyways, people, go over there. Get your voice heard. Write these people. It's really easy. You head over there. You put in your zip code. They will find your representative. It's so super easy.
Make sure it's theeca.com because
it's
to crazy places if you don't type it in.
So go get your voice heard, because I swear to God, if they try to outlaw my video games, there is going to be a war.
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
They're going to have a really, 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 really big issue with the whole Second Amendment, because, yeah.
We go up in the high register and stay there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. I am very excited that I can finally talk about this because I have some direct ties with this. I haven't been able to say anything about it.
What you got? What you got?
Google is, in case you all didn't know, putting down some fiber. That's right. Fios. Google.
Oh, my God. Where?
Ginger. Google will be adding Olathe, Kansas to the list of cities that'll be getting.
Oh, Google. See, I heard about that, but I'm not in Kansas.
Well, that we got to tell people about it so we can go and beg them. And I, again, I could not say anything because I have some direct ties, and I can't even tell you how I have a direct tie.
You
but no.
Run those wires straight down here to Texas.
The Google Fiber Initiative brings what they're calling super fast gigabyte download and upload internet speed into your home. They do not offer it to businesses yet. Previously, Chairman Eric Schmidt said that fiber was not an experiment, that Google would likely expand the project outside of the first two cities, Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri. And it's right by us. Oh, gone. So they said they're finally doing it. Olathe is part of the greater Kansas City area, and this is at least shows Google wasn't kidding around when it says it'll bring fiber to more areas. Choosing another city near Kansas City makes sense because the company will be able to move resources to sites there. Google also thinks Olathe, like Kansas City, fits the mold for places that'll take advantage of Google Fiber. Olathe, they're saying, is becoming one of the fastest-growing cities in Kansas. And why do I have this Missourian accent or Maine something? Wisconsin just crept in. They said Kansas has attracted an influx of new businesses and residents. The Google Fiber community manager, Rachel Hack, wrote in a blog post today that they've all noticed what a great community Olathe is, and so have we. We think that fiber and widespread internet access will help create new jobs, grow local businesses, and make Olathe even stronger as it grows. Consumers will be able to sign up for the service during a pre-registration period. Google has not announced when it will begin taking pre-orders for fiber in Olathe, said the installations and said that installation schedules in Kansas City will not be affected by the announcement. Pricing plans start from, get this, nothing a month for basic internet service, which comes with a one-time $300 construction fee before you go, oh my God, it's fiber. Remember, fiber. So
I would totally pay that fee.
It also goes to up to $70 a month for gigabit internet and $120 a month for gigabit internet and TV, which is less than what I'm paying Comcast right now for.
I know. Just for like basic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'm paying like $80 a month for just internet. Just internet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be all over this.
To get super fast, dude, come on. And, I can't say anything.
God, would be hot.
I can't say anything on air. If you...
Yeah.
If you're looking for a job...
Oh, God. I will sit in somebody's lap.
If you're looking for a job and you live around that area, shoot us an email. I might be able to point you in that direction. That's about, I think, all I can say without getting in trouble.
That is so effing
and you're
sexy. Come on, I want that. Seriously, my internet all morning and last night, too, it was up and down, up and down, up and down. It was like really Time Warner.
They're all the same. I don't know why they try to say they're different. They're all the same company.
Driving me nuts. God, that'd be hot. Gigabyte? No. Gigabit. Oh my God.
It's fiber. That is Fios, people. Fios.
That is so sexy.
It is absolutely delicious. It's delectable. Mm-hmm. It's got syrup on it, and we want to lick it off there, Google. I had to go there this morning. I'm looking at some game called Raft Pirates that I would love to tell you about, but you're going to have to go over to our website to see it. It's cute.
Yes, we're just about out of time.
Yeah,
I know I was debating whether or not I could put another one in, but no.
No, I got some raft pirates in case the regular pirates aren't doing it for you. There's pirates on a raft. This is cute. Also,
pirates on a raft.
Pirates on a raft. Somebody needs to make that song. Maybe they should. Pirates on a raft. All right, it is time for us to get...
Oh, my God.
You drag me. How do you drag me into these things, Ginger? Why?
You drug me first.
I don't know which...
Yes, my song, man! My song!
Miss Pac-Man! Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you.
Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho, hey ho.
Baby, I'm in love with you.
Hey ho.
Yeah, when I first saw you eating those dots in that maze, I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle.
Baby, I'm in love with you.
Mean, colorful ghosts will try to stop you, but you just keep on eating those dots, because you will always be Miss Pac-Man, and that is why I love you.
Oh, no.
From last night that Ginger said.
Oh my God.
Give him their kisses, Ginger.
Mwah!